Listen to Duhheads, baby.
I've never felt so alive in my life.
My name is Cole Black. When you see me, oh my.
In this studio, looking at a guy out here, yeah. Hollering my name.
Go ahead, baby. Let's go.
You want to stop me? I spent more money on spilling.
You're going to have to fucking kill me.
Yeah, this song goes so hot it makes me wanna be back.
Go follow Izzy and Griffin on Spotify or wherever you get your music. Together, we can be black.
Hey.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for another episode of Duhheads?
Dude, I'm ready. Are you ready for another?
I'm ready. Are you ready for this song I'm about to play? I don't think you're
not
ready.
Are they ready?
No one's ready for what's about to happen.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. You're gonna fucking laugh so hard. You're not ready at all.
Yeah, I know a thing about HIV. Cause I got enough to spare. And I'm granting your permission cause I haven't got a prayer. And I said, hey, suck my penis. I'm gonna come on, come get ready. Let the penis come right through ya. Got BBC for days. One thing I wanna suck is there. Everybody put my dog on right now. Say what I wanna say. Tell me I'm a take this to my grave.
Dude, what
how
is
sick
that?
Is that, dude?
I thought that was just a normal song for
right, dude.
Seconds.
Okay, Paul Wincock.
That's Paul?
That's Paul Wincock, dude.
Holy shit. Nice job, Paul.
Dude.
That sounds good. That's crazy, but it sounds good.
It's literally like a studio fucking full production.
It sounded really good.
It's insane, right?
Yeah, it sounded like a no effect song.
He's doing a My Chemical Romance like album, I think. And he sent me that like a fucking month ago and was like, dude, check this out. And I was like, I messaged him recently and I was like, this is going to go on the podcast. So if you don't know who Paul Wincock is,
woo,
you
got to
check out the Paul Wincock
Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, dude. Did you heard the bleeps? You heard me like the spots where there's no sound?
No, it was, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, there was spots where there's no sound and it's because he's saying words that are not allowed on
Yeah, he goes hard in the paint,
He goes,
dude.
We're not going to, literally in the paint, literally in the in the black and red paint.
Man.
But no, dude, I got HIV for days. Whatever the fuck he's saying is so funny.
Dude, that's like another level of like Weird Al.
It's like way better than Weird Al. It's like,
yeah, it's like the like well, 2.0.
The funniest thing about
internet
it,
meme music.
The funniest thing about it is like, I guess this happened yesterday. Tanner messaged me and he sent me, some like famous YouTuber in Mexico, like did a video essay on Paul's My Chemical Romance covers because I guess in Mexico My Chemical Romance is like huge still.
They're not bad.
No, they're sick.
I hated them when I was in high school.
No, they're not
they
bad at all.
Easy to make fun of, but they have some nice hooks.
No, dude.
It's pretty surprising.
Yeah, so Paul is killing it. He's got a show coming out soon. It's called, what is it called? CCP Mind Control.
Is he on our network or?
Yeah, I'm like an executive producer.
Hell yeah.
So my name is
Get
on.
Ready to do a lot of edits, my friend.
Yeah, no, it rocks. I've seen samples. It's really good. And
I mean, if it's anything close to his music, it's going to be fire.
Yeah, no, it's sick. And then, you know, he's got his buddy Austin helping him. And shout out, Austin. And yeah, dude, it's been this week.
It's been a rough
been,
one, man. Nonstop movement.
Like, dude, we've been talking. And this week has been fucking insane. Like
one thing
gonna,
after another, dude.
There's like a lot of personal stuff I'm not gonna air out, but I was home. I was basically homeless for like a week.
Yeah, it's like the five main categories of life, like home, car, like food, like all
yeah,
of those
yeah.
have been just like for both of us been completely fucking flipped around this whole week, dude.
Financial, like this is here's the craziest thing is like usually when I'm in a situation like this, which is it's happened. I've been like homeless, like. It's always my fault. Like, it's always like, oh, you fucking punched a hole in the wall while you were yelling at your girlfriend, and now she's scared. Like,
yeah,
you know?
If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to episode 1 through 10.
Yeah, like, just you know, but this time it's truly like actually been like, I didn't do anything wrong. It's literally,
you're like trying your best for things not to fall apart. And you're like, fuck, it's still falling apart.
It's like, yeah, it's been fucked. But it feels good to get back on the Dutch train, baby.
Yeah, when things get you down, the podcast is here to put you back up, man.
It's here to fucking, do you know what I mean?
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Let's go.
That's what it feels like, dude. Getting a fucking shot to you. Shot to the heart, and I am gay, baby. You are gay.
I know my Harry Baggins.
It's funny you're like quoting
Hufflepuff, but I'm also half River Hobbit.
You know what I mean? I thought that was on a loop. Sorry. I was supposed to hold it down. It got fucked.
Have I showed you my like favorite new Instagram page?
It's no.
The dude that like, he may or may not have one less or extra chromosome, but he's doing like his own Hobbit series. He has like,
oh, that guy. Yeah, no, dude, that guy rocks. No, he does have an extra chromosome. That guy rules.
He rules.
That guy rules.
He's a really
always
good
smoking
actor.
Weed. He kind of looks like you if you had Down syndrome, like literally.
Dude, I'd be so fucking, I'd have so many followers if I had Downs. I'd be like,
I
love weed.
You just need to,
Dude, that's a category that needs to be capitalized on.
Down
syndrome?
So many
get, well, no, there's so many Downs people that are like, beer.
Beer.
There needs to be just a weed head.
Yeah, no, yeah, weed Downs guy definitely needs to happen for sure. A lot of like, yeah, they love beer, they love boobs.
Like, here's how I roll a joint, and they just roll the worst joint ever.
I like this and boobies. It's so funny, the idea behind Duhheads is Duhheads means, or in the first 10 minutes we can't say it, it means R word.
Yeah.
But like it was funny. We were like scared we were going to get canceled if we said that. We're like, we're going to call it, you know, Duhheads. And now it's like our cover. We're like, we're leaning into it. This is what this is. This is a,
it's a good name.
This is a retard advocacy.
It's either a podcast or a punk band name when you're in like, when you're 19.
Yeah. The Duhheads. Yeah. That is like a punk band name for sure. 100%. Yeah,
my whole like high school career was just thinking of good band names. Never one came up.
What was like the worst band you're in? Were you better than this?
It's a wonderful city. I'm in for Brighton. Just if you look at the shops right now, it's a wonderful city.
Daniel Wakefield, shout out.
Probably not.
You probably weren't that good.
That's some nice production.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Like when I was recording music in high school, this was like 2006. Uh-huh. Like we had to work hard, like mic our shit up, and everything would be fucked because our drummer would be like, "Can we have my snare a little louder?" And the snare would just overpower everything,
just
dude.
An idiot doesn't understand mixing and fucking at all.
Guitar player always is like, "I'm not loud enough either." So I'm just sitting there like with my 150 like watt Fender, like barely budget amp, just cranked everything up. Can't hear
which
myself.
Is like what you can't do with the bass anyway.
Actually, the whole theme of the album is good versus evil.
Turn my snare up. Yeah,
dude, we need to sample some of his shit. He has some nice samples. He
he's
finish them.
No, he's not fucking bad at all.
You're a weird Harry.
It's fucking awesome. No, dude, but yeah, like, so I guess we could talk about this part. So, you know, we're talking about me being homeless. I got a new apartment, obviously.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
you're not by the beach anymore.
No, the guy who lives above me.
No,
Arthur Fleck. Arthur, you know who Arthur Fleck is?
No,
you don't know who that is, do you?
No,
you've seen the new Joker movie, right?
Yeah,
with Joaquin Phoenix.
Uh huh.
His name is Arthur Fleck. That's the character's name.
Oh, okay.
So he's.
I saw him at Skanksfest.
He's literally just the Joker. This guy is Arthur Fleck. He looks exactly like Joaquin Phoenix in this movie. I want you to do a picture,
like without makeup.
Literally imagine Joaquin Phoenix and Joker. That's what this guy looks like.
So like he's pretty much like you're he's gonna, pretty emaciated.
You're gonna come and record. You're gonna come. You're gonna come. You're gonna come and record at my apartment, and you're going to see this guy, and you're gonna go, that's Arthur Fleck, and here's what he does. So the people that stayed in my apartment before me, okay, left, and the apartment was on sale.
Okay.
And we weren't sure why.
Why is there one vacancy?
So it was like vacant and they're trying to fill it ASAP. So we got it and we asked and they're like, oh, you know, their lease was up or whatever. So I'm like, huh? And they're like, yeah, we replaced the floors in there and blah, whatever. So I'm like, Well, I go to pull up the first night there. I go to pull up and we've seen Arthur up on the balcony and Arthur stares out over the parking lot.
That's such a funny name.
He stares out over the parking lot like
Arthur.
Like a school shooter would stare out over a school before he's about to pull the trigger. Like, this is my domain and everything here is mine. Okay. So anyways, so I go to walk in for the first time and I go, hey, and he goes, hey. I'm like,
shit.
Hi, I'm Isaac. Moving downstairs. And he goes, my name is Paul. And I go, okay, here we go. So anyways, I pull up the first night and he's standing wearing a green, like, Vietnam coat.
Oh, fuck.
And he has his hood on and he's looking into the downstairs neighbor of mine's window of their apartment, staring with a giant bucket full of oranges.
What the fuck?
And he's staring into their window. So listen. So I'm like,
I like this story.
I'm like, oh my God, dude. So I'm like, I need to call the cops. So
that is sketchy.
I go to call the police because I think this guy's like, I thought it was a homeless guy. I didn't know it was Arthur because he had his hood on. And so, but which is weird because it's in a nice part of town. So I'm like, what the fuck? So anyways, but then as I go to call the cops, the security drives by and they kind of, they like just shine their light on everything and they just shine their light on him and they're like, yeah. And they kept going. So I was like, so they just must know this is the guy.
Either that or they just do that as like a scare tactic. Like, no, they don't get paid shit.
So just they drove around several more times. So that lets me know that this guy just does this. And yeah, this is what Arthur does. So anyways, so like this happens like three or four times the next few days. He's just out all night long, wandering around, muttering and talking to himself.
Ooh.
And he wears the same jacket every day. And when we moved in, there is a cup of water on our patio. Like, and so I'm like, what the fuck? And there's an orange juice bottle in the hedges that are at like the foot of the apartment. So he's obsessed with oranges. There's always, every morning there's Sunny D bottles scattered across the lawn.
With no vodka?
Nope.
That's insane.
And dude,
this guy's insane, dude.
Dude. And so there's a spigot, right? Like, you know, if this is the wall of my apartment, this is the patio, there's a spigot right here. He fills the spigot with, he fills the cup with water, walks around drinking it while spilling it, while drinking orange juice. And, if you say anything to him, he just mutters and he walks away. And then I pulled in again the other day and he like looked at me and like went and hid behind a trash can. And the other day he was also arguing with some random guy. He's like, you took my medicine. You took my fucking medicine. Oh, and shit. You took my medicine. And the guy's like, I didn't take anything from you. And they were just arguing. And it was only like 2 minutes. And it's like, he hasn't done anything to worry me. But like, it's just
that
like,
behavior,
oh,
behavior is worrisome.
This is just a mentally ill guy. I don't know.
He's like a Vietnam vet, but he's like 28.
No, he's not 28. He's like in his 40s at least.
Oh, he's about to break, dude.
Yeah.
You're not that guy.
This is him.
Everything
this is,
you say to me.
This is what's going on in his head. There's a new guy in his black white that just moved in.
Like the war pigs are coming.
Yeah, literally, dude. I don't know. So
That you gotta be careful.
That's why. Like the this is so funny. The first thing I did, dude, is moving is very expensive.
Fuck yeah.
Very expensive. You know this. I've explained my troubles to you.
Dude, no matter what state you live in, what circumstances, like no one has enough money just left over to move unless you're fucking rich.
Literally, if you're going to move, have an extra $2,000 on you. Just do that. Because
especially if you don't have
the last week and a half, I've spent an extra like $1,200, $1,300 unexpectedly. Anyways, I was like, this is fucking crazy. And I don't have my fucking gat yet. So I was like,
strap yet.
The first thing I did was I went to Ross and I bought a knife set and I bought a fucking Japanese fucking knife sword that's like this fucking long.
Like, what can I get and that's legal and dangerous?
And it's fucking sits on my fucking, like I've been having to sleep on the floor because we haven't moved anything yet. And I just have this fucking knife sword, like literally like fucking 3 feet long.
You're just clutching a knife.
By my bed.
Katana,
it's
pretty
like,
much.
Arthur, try to break in here, bro. I will fucking just, you have no idea.
The godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite.
That's fucking.
You should try to freak him out.
No, I shouldn't.
He
no.
seems like the type of guy that hates rap. I don't know what his ethnicity is, but.
No,
start playing like 21 Savage.
No,
and
he's like,
up into
not,
his
he's not. like that. He's just a guy who just, he's like,
does he mind his own business pretty much?
He minds his own business, but he's just someone who it's just like,
apart from looking in the
like, I'm going to tell you this 100%. And this would be premeditated. This would be first degree. If I catch him looking into my window, I'm going to go out and I'm going to fuck him up. I swear on my life. Yeah, I will.
That's fucking crazy. I've lived in a lot of different places with a window available across the street or whatever it is. I'm not about to like, ooh, how can I look further into this window?
But here's the thing though. Like, I don't think he was looking into the window. He was looking into the bucket of oranges. So I know like, cause as I walked by, I did get a glance of him and he was looking down. Dude. But I'm gonna tell you this. If I fucking walk by and I see someone standing in a window and I have a gun, I'm going outside and I'm pulling a gun on you.
Dude, I got an idea.
That is going to happen to
you. Get him a bag of oranges and write on every orange, dude, do not fuck with me. And you'd be like, I love oranges, and I think I get the message now.
Yo, you citrus ass!
Dude, that'd probably work. Peace offerings are the best thing, because they think you're there. You give him oranges, he's like, he believes everything I believe.
Yo, man, it is my citrus.
I probably get along with this guy.
With citrus. Say it.
Citrus Arthur.
Citrus. Alright,
I feel like he sounds like he doesn't like cops. I don't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
God damn it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, really what he, I don't know what he's about. It's just like fucking crazy. So anyways, so that's the fucking story of Arthur. We'll keep you updated with Arthur. Another thing that's pretty funny. So you know how we've talked about your brother, Mac?
Oh yeah.
We obviously talk about Mac. So
Holiday in
Cambodia. We've talked about, his music, Galactic Funk Attack.
Yeah, so I haven't heard it, but...
No, I know. We haven't heard it, so we're waiting to hear it. So, but we also... I think we briefly mentioned that he is interested in doing a Astronaut Cats project. Remember? Astronaut Cats.
Yeah.
So, the other day, I was shopping, and I found a book, and it was Cat Astronauts. Children's book.
Oh, okay.
I was just looking at a thrift store. Cat Astronauts. I sent it to him, and I was like, hey, dude... Because, you know, he sent me... you know, like 2 hours of voice messages or whatever. And so I responded. I was like, hey, dude, sorry I've been super busy, but I got this. I thought you'd like it. So I want to show you something. I want to show you something. So here, kind of talk so we don't have dead air, right? You know how to do it.
What age is this book for? 8 to
probably
10,
fourth 12? Graders.
Yeah, because you got to teach them spaces fake.
So this is
early on.
Oh, yeah, I've been having a real problem.
The best way to do it is Astronaut Cats. Dude.
At the chauffeur job, I've been having a real hard time with...
explaining satellites.
Explaining what the moon is. Okay, so I sent them Cat Astronauts. I'm gonna
those voice messages.
That's what I was going to show you. So this is Cat Astronauts.
Wow.
So this is what I was showing it, but... So this is, he said, that's awesome. It's all good, man. That's why I love messaging, because we can leave a message anytime. And then I get this. A few more things.
Here's an hour.
Also, so I have about an hour and a half of messages to look for me, Mac, and I'll get back to you, buddy.
Yeah, I tried to explain to him. Dude, it takes so long to listen to all those messages because you have to click on
single.
Each one.
They're single.
And about the time one ends, your phone locks.
Yeah, so I did want to give a message to Mac kind of real quick. So... Mac, the viewers want a podcast from Mac. They do.
Can't always get what you want.
Well, here's the thing, though, because Mac changes his mind. He changes back and forth between whether or not he's doing a podcast or not a lot. And he always mentions people don't want to hear self-help, right?
And they don't.
No, not. I'm just saying.
You're a weird.
So the point is, though, Mac, this is a message to you. Through our thousands of listeners that would go to you. Don't do it for them. Do it for you, bro.
Hell yeah.
Don't do it for them. Do it for you.
That's a chemical attack.
And that's all the advice I'm going to say. Because he'll send me a lot of like, you know, I don't want to be reiterating myself and people don't want self-help. So it's like, I don't really do this podcast for other people. I do it. Honestly, because it's fun. That's why we started doing it.
I'd probably fall apart if we weren't doing the podcast. It's more for me than anybody. It's a very selfish endeavor.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, for sure. Like, it's become. Well, there have been times. I'm not even gonna lie, dude. There have been times that we have done the show literally because people are on Patreon and we're like, we have to.
We have to do it for the
because there was a brief period where we were kind of going to quit a little bit. I feel like
I'd have ever thought about that.
Not quitting.
Good to know.
Well, like right after I got out of rehab and shit.
Oh yeah, I didn't know what the fuck to think.
Yeah,
dude.
No, like I'm talking about like after rehab, and then like there's times where, you know, like it is hard to see. Like when we would have to record eight episodes in a day. That was a lot, dude. So like there would be times where I was like, I'm doing this for the fucking bros. Wonderful city,
wonderful. That's the main thing. Keep your eye on the prize, which is the bros.
Yeah.
The prize is chilling with the homies.
If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/duhheads. We have exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and tons of other great stuff. I also sell exclusive merchandise, both duhheads and my own, on izzygoat.com. You can click the link in the description below. We currently have a Chinese Kanye West t-shirt. We also have a zany P. Diddy Joker tee, as well as some other great stuff coming soon. Also, of course, I've told you this before, but baby, go to Izzy and Griffin on Spotify. All right, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Get back to the show. Get back to listening to Rain be retarded. He's an idiot. He's such a retard. Yeah. No, for sure. Like, I mean,
like, I don't have friends.
But sometimes recording is like this. Oh,
yeah.
It can't be fucking a bit.
Sometimes you're like, wait, I'm not. I am tired.
Yeah. But anyways, dude, fucking
God. Well, that was part of your week. Only part, dude. My week started off going to court for a ticket.
Oh yeah, you told me.
God damn, man.
That shit sucks,
dude. All right. First thing I realized: if you get pulled over by a fat cop, he's gonna go to court.
That's gotta be racist.
Yeah,
he loves going to court.
Oh yeah,
he doesn't have to fucking work.
He doesn't have to walk.
God damn, dude. You know when you're fat and your like ass starts to morph into your thighs?
I was that fat, yeah. And,
like so fat your pants start to sag?
Yeah, I was that fat. I was that fat. That kind of rules.
Oh, fuck this guy. Yeah, he's like a old 60-year-old like Mexican
Can
dude.
You take me? A Mexican? He's a Mexican?
That's gotta be racist.
So what happened?
He just straight up lied.
He lied under oath.
We both raised our fucking hands and he's just straight up lying. I was trying to like point out like math.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Don't do that.
He's like, I started pacing you when I got onto the freeway.
So it was a speeding ticket.
Okay. He's like, I started pacing you at 80 miles an hour. I'm like, okay, that I usually don't go that speed limit, right, but okay. And when he said he started pacing me, he was like, oh, I was entering onto the freeway. I was like, oh, so the signs that say 25 miles an hour when you're doing a big loop onto the freeway.
Right.
And he didn't say shit.
Right.
And I'm like, so when did you start pacing me? And it was at where he got on the freeway. I'm like, I don't know how to explain to you, Judge. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If I'm going 80, he's going to have to do 100 to catch up to me doing 80.
Like, yeah.
Oh, pissed me off so bad, but I got my ticket cut in half. Because it was
cool.
Like a $600 ticket, dude.
Right.
Because it was in a construction zone. I'm like, fuck this guy.
Do you want to hear a funny ticket story for me? So, okay.
It's just frustrating.
So I got a ticket when I was living in Atlanta. And this is crazy. This is a crazy story. And this is proof that God is real.
Can you take me high?
So, for some reason, I didn't drink this day. I have no idea why.
Hmm.
No idea why.
Like divine intervention.
I just didn't drink. And I stopped, listen to this. I stopped at a gas station and this is when I was driving for Lyft.
Oh,
I used to drive for Lyft, allegedly fucking hammered.
19 felonies, no convictions.
Dude, I feel like half my
prison and jail aren't the same. Dude,
you so go on Lyft, half the motherfuckers are drunk.
So I was drunk, allegedly.
That's got to be racist.
And I had someone message me one time. I was like, your car smells like alcohol. I know that you've been drinking. And I was just like,
are you ready five for stars. Sex,
yeah. So anyways. so
you play that when you pick up girls?
No, literally. So I'm in this like weird part of fucking Georgia. I go into a gas station and I got a Monster. And I remember walking out and I was like, I should be getting beer. What the fuck? And
like,
I was
why didn't I get a Four Loko?
And I think I remember because I was like, I'm gonna probably like California plates in Georgia.
Oh,
don't do that. Yeah. Long hair,
out of state and another state. Don't fuck around. Long
blonde hair. You know what I mean. So anyways,
pull over this hippie right now.
No, so that's what happened. So I get pulled over. My tags are expired. And he's like, oh, you've been drinking? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right. I can't smell anything. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Gives me a ticket, right? For some reason, I didn't get a DUI. Anyways, long
probably
story.
Had your Trump hat
long story short. Long story. Shut the fuck up. Long story short. That's gotta be racist. MAGA country, the greatest in the world. Izzy and Griffin, great guy. Used to go down to the rallies. Eugene, Oregon.
He's back.
I got it back.
Because motherfuckers.
I got it back.
Dude, motherfuckers on the East Coast pronounce O's so weird.
No, it's Oregon.
Orange, Oregon.
Oregon.
I love it.
Izzy and Griffin, Frank Castle collab coming soon. A lot of things you got to be looking out for. Anyways.
Your accent's getting refined just waiting for
it's
the
It's like the sobriety. Oh, yeah, he is coming back.
He's coming back, baby.
I'm going against Sleepy Joe. I already retired De Sanctimonious.
And Nikki Haley's a bitch.
Nikki Haley, what a horse face.
What a bitch.
I had to go into court because I didn't pay the tickets. I didn't have money. And I was up all night with this black dude we called Batman doing cocaine and drinking all day.
That sounds
I
rad.
Went into court fucking like hammered and on coke. And I got so scared to go to the podium and to testify. I just went out and paid the $200 ticket. It's $181, I remember. I just walked straight to the back, paid the ticket, and was like, I'm done.
What was the ticket for again?
Expired tags.
Oh, dude, that would have been a $25 ticket if you just got your tags.
I couldn't afford their California tags. They were like $400 on my truck.
Oh, wait, you're a 4Runner?
No, my truck.
wait.
I had a truck.
I don't even remember. Was it white?
Yes.
Okay, I remember now.
I had like a fucking really. We're not going to talk. I don't want to talk
GMC.
About it. I don't want to talk about it.
Are you ready for this?
But yeah.
Yeah, dude, I really hate going to court, and I make the mistake every time. I think I might have said this before. Like, I'm like, oh, it's court. It's just, I know how this system works. I'm gonna smoke before I go.
Yeah,
and I get into the parking lot. I'm like, dude, I'm like sweating.
Yeah, fucking stupid. I shouldn't have smoked. So stupid.
I get so nervous.
I don't know if I should talk about this. Should I talk about it?
You can't do that and not talk about it. We're gonna lose Patreon.
I think we're gonna find out really soon. We're going to find out really soon, Rain, if someone we really like has been co-opted.
Really?
Like,
God damn it, dude.
I'm not talking like, I know a guy who knows a guy.
We have direct relation.
Like literally. No, like DMs. Like, we're going to know.
I'm scared.
Like, and it's someone you love.
No,
like
I don't love a lot of people.
It will ruin.
It's going to ruin me.
It'll ruin one of your favorite things.
Fuck.
Like,
do you think it'll ruin it or I might lean into it? Because we're talking about like,
no,
music.
It'll ruin it for you.
OK, because people can try to ruin like, the Chili Peppers for
like me.
Can't do it.
We're going to find out.
I'm the father.
We're going to find out that he might not be the father.
Fuck, dude.
We might find out.
Fuck.
I have a feeling you kind of know what it might be.
I'm like kind of.
Dude. Dude,
what's happening?
Dude, I literally cannot say.
Fuck.
I can't even tell you off mic. I can't. I literally cannot because I'll jeopardize like the biggest opportunity that we've ever gotten.
Okay, fuck it.
But we are going to find out.
Just bank on me forgetting, dude.
We are going to find out if one of our favorite things
he knows who InfoWars is
has been co-opted.
I mean, I wouldn't be that surprised. Sounds
you're
like.
Not that guy.
Yep.
Like even if it's.
Yep. So
maybe it's Flute Man and Bud Man, something like that.
I would
understand it. I'd get it.
It might be like,
dude, it's just like, what?
I wonder if you know what it is.
No, I think my guesses are far off.
Maybe not. Yes.
Throw one at me. Matt and Shane co-op.
Very close.
Dude,
you're very close.
They're the top.
But like, it's that big. It's actually probably bigger.
Boy Joe wrote. No, I'm just kidding.
it's not Joe.
Of course
it's not Joe. But anyways.
See that boy just got $250 million from Spotify?
Yeah, he's I don't want to talk about Joe Rogan. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. Abort.
We smell like sulfur.
Anyways. Yeah, you almost fucking got me, dude. So no, I can't. Dude, shit. Okay. Anyways.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, dude. Fucking anyways, I gotta shake that one off. So you got a dog.
Yeah, I got a little
puppy, dude.
It's a beautiful thing.
Pepper.
and it's awesome until you try to sleep.
Just howls or what? Or just running around?
I gotta piss every fucking 2 hours if I wake up because my bladder's the size of like a walnut. I'm like, sweet.
Hell yeah.
And the dog just like chugs water like fucking.
Just fucking
like
on
retard,
it.
Retard, dude.
Just fucking retard chug. Retard chug is a fucking, is so sick.
But I think that's kind of why.
Retard chug that Red Bull.
Well, I was getting it. That's kind of why like I love dogs. They remind me of like.
Kind of like a Down syndrome guy.
Yeah, dude.
They kind of do.
Ready for the party.
Yeah. They're always like, yeah.
Here's two cups.
Dogs are, like, yeah. Dogs are just fucking dudes with Down syndrome, just like reincarnated. They're reincarnated. The souls of reincarnated Down syndrome people.
That's got to be the best, especially if you're a dog in like LA. You just are living a better life than a human.
So like, because the next logical step from retarded Down syndrome guy is dog.
Yeah, you can't be autistic. You're gonna come back smarter.
No, autists come back as robots. There's a theory. You're gonna love this. There's a theory.
Shitty programming.
There's a theory I came across that people with autism are reincarnated gray aliens into human bodies, and they don't have souls. That's why they're so robotic.
They're so upfront about everything.
Isn't that fucking awesome?
Yeah, you're ugly.
Yeah, like that. Isn't that a sick theory? That fucking people with autism are reincarnated gray aliens.
You know, it'd be cool if they're just dead AI reincarnated.
Could be that
like
too.
If people don't even could know be that, that too. AI is
well,
real,
because
dude.
Well, because
they talk a lot like AI.
Well, you got to think, dude. A gray alien. The theory behind gray aliens is that they are biological robots. They're biological. They're like cyborgs. They're biological robots.
Yeah, that's how they can pilot these crazy.
You know what's funny? I saw.
I don't believe in aliens.
I saw this. Yeah, they're demons. I saw this. This fucking meme, it was so funny, and it showed like an artificial robot hand, like an actual one that works, and it was like it looked like all fucking retarded, and it showed a human hand, like the tendons and everything, and it was like artificial, no, it was like divine intelligence, and it showed the robot hand, and then it was like biological randomness on the human hand, and it was like, oh, that's so funny,
dude.
It's such a funny way to look at it.
My whole thing I've been like thinking about is like every time there is a conspiracy theory or just the way the government works, they're 10 to 20 years.
That's such a crazy jump. There's a conspiracy theory and the way the government works.
Yeah, I mean,
well, actually the whole theme of the album,
once I say it, you'll get it.
All right, cool.
Like there's a I forgot it. You fucking Corey Feldman for me. You Corey Feldman. Oh!
No, you were gonna say that the government's 20 to 30 years ahead of us.
So like, if
see,
AI's,
look at me, look at it. I got good. You, motherfucker.
You're good. You're fucking good. I tell you,
you're a weird Harry.
When do you think AI started coming out? Because everybody
90s.
I think 2012 was like when they started taking over.
Big lady energy.
But if I eat a little cheese every day,
just keep it.
It's like I have a tolerance. Yeah, for cheese. Good same job with cats.
Building up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat. I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
talking about
scenario.
A feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
I don't here. I'm going to hit you with this. I'm going to go kind of Sam Hyde on this.
Go, I need something. I
don't,
need information.
So there's a lot of, if you want to look into something that's like really interesting, and this goes for the listener too, look into Sam Hyde's opinions on AI and robotics. And he breaks down, and he's someone who's extremely like knowledge and like he went to graphic design school, and he actually designed for the NFL. He did graphic design for.
He seems autistic. He seems really smart.
He did graphic design. We talked about this last episode. He
just does. That's a chemical attack.
He did graphic design for the NFL. He worked for like on television, all that stuff. So he knows how things like this work. That's such a broad fucking nothing statement. Yeah, I hate myself.
I'm hooked, dude.
Okay,
keep
so.
Going.
He says that like AI and robotics and all that stuff is just bullshit. And I am of that vein. I don't think AI is nearly as learned or great as people think it is. I think what it is it's these sort of programs. I don't even think it's AI. I think it's programs that are able to
algorithms basically
to take in an amalgamation of information and are able to trim the fat on it and give a streamlined version of whatever that input is. So like, for example, Tanner is making the Izzy bot, mm-hmm. and Izzy bot is that he put in like, I think he put in 45 episodes of Duhheads and like the first 9 episodes of The Couch Philosopher. And he took, you know, my tone of voice and he made a robot that sounds exactly like me. It like, it has the same cadence. It has the same vocabulary and everything. But like, in order to do that, it doesn't need to be smart. It just needs to know what to eliminate. And I think that that's what AI does. It's like, it's, you're taking like the input, like a ChatGPT, right? You're taking the entire internet and you're putting it into this program. And then when you ask it a question, like, I don't know, tell me a story about an Egyptian mummy. It just cuts all the fat that it's learned off. So like, I don't think that, you know, and people like Sam Hyde don't think that it's like, it's not AI.
Okay.
Like it's not.
So like that helps like what I was trying to say. So like, if going back in the history, our government always has technology that's way ahead of us. So if we're getting like, you know, ChatGPT 3, like 4.0, if you want to pay like $30 a month or whatever, like what the fuck do they have?
So now we're getting into Project Looking Glass, which is,
ooh, I've heard of that, but I don't
know. So Project Looking Glass is essentially, they believe that they were able to create a They were able to create a computer program that will accurately predict what happens, every single thing, to the end of time. And so the idea is, and there's documentation of it, that, and this is what Alex Jones is all about. Alex Jones is all into Project Looking Glass.
He knows who InfoWars is.
That they essentially are trying to change the inputs of what they do in order to get, and they being the Luciferian Malachian elites, in order to get the outcome they want where evil wins. And no matter what inputs they put in, no matter what president wins, no matter what they do to the world, no matter what virus they release, no matter what happens, good always wins. Jesus always returns. Revelations always happens.
He will not divide us.
No. And the thing is, too, is that's why they're getting nervous. And if you read scripture, okay, and I don't really want to get too fucking religious on this one.
Can you take me higher?
But if you read scripture, I believe, I don't know what book it is. It might be Elijah. I'm not sure. I don't even know if it is. I don't even think Elijah's a book. So I'm definitely wrong.
Yep.
But it might be Isaiah. That's what I meant to say. It talks about how if mankind is able to essentially, it's the way it's worded is change the way the sun rises and the way that they kind of, the way that
polar shift almost.
Yeah. The way that I've heard this explained was essentially breaking the firmament and going to Mars. Okay. Because the sun wouldn't rise the same. If they're able to do that, God's covenant with Israel, which has now been has been revamped into the covenant of Christians and those who follow Christ, because we are now the church, right? If they're able to do that, then it circumvents the covenant. So that's why people like Elon Musk are trying to get to Mars, because if they are able to do that and get through the firmament onto this planet, then it nullifies the covenant that God made with humans.
Heck?
So this is literally the entire backbone of everything that they believe. So that's getting into Project Looking Glass. If you want to go down that rabbit hole, that's where that one ends.
It seems pretty interesting because it just seems to me
that's where that one ends.
That when you like just start with the B-2 bomber, because there's a bunch of shit before that, but everybody would see the B-2 bomber and be like, that's a fucking alien. They'd be like, we don't know what it is. And then 10 years later, like, hey, that was us the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they're getting into, you know, with all this stuff. I mean, well,
actually, the whole theme of the album is good versus evil.
That whole, like, if grays are just us from the future makes so much sense.
But it's not, though. So this is, but, well, I mean, it makes sense, but like this, it's not, my theory is that it's not us from the future. It's us sending back these biological robots from the future.
Yeah.
But also there are interdimensional demons. That's what I think.
So that's when the story gets a little weird.
But also, do you know about Aleister Crowley and Thelema and the his meditations and meeting Lamb, the demon?
No, I knew who Lamb. It's Lamb or Pan?
Lamb.
Oh, okay.
No, Pan is from the movie. It's Lamb. L-A-M.
Is he the god of sex? Because that was Pan.
No. I'm just fucking you're thinking, of, yeah, you're just getting confused. So, no, basically, Aleister Crowley meditated and he met this interdimensional demon named Lamb, and it looks exactly like a gray alien. And it's the first, it is the first image of like a gray alien in like modern.
That got popularized pretty much.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, like, you know, and a lot of like what Crowley was into was, Thelema, which is like this like weird numerology, like demonology, Satanist hybrid kind of thing. And a lot of people are going to be like, no, it's dead. Like fucking, no, it's dead. No, it's dead.
You're not that guy.
But that's like kind of what it is.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And all I Crowley, about, like, Aleister Crowley's a massive fucking faggot. So
I've heard that.
Shit!
The only thing I've heard about like him lately is the Taylor Swift bullshit. Which
nope,
is hilarious.
You're not talking about, you're not thinking of Aleister Crowley.
Anton LaVey.
You're thinking of, yeah, LaVey.
Yeah, his like wife was a that his, Satanist.
Yeah. That, yeah. Dude, well, they were both Satanists.
Dude, I saw this like split screen of like Taylor Swift like mouthing shit up in her like press yep. box. Dude.
Yeah, and then it cuts to Severus Snape.
Bro.
Yeah, that shit's all real.
She's a demon.
Yeah, well, did you see Taylor Swift projecting those images on when she had a concert in Brazil and a girl died there and they believe that that was a sacrifice, and there's a you know, Christ the Redeemer, the big statue in Brazil.
Yeah.
She was projecting images onto it, and I don't know if the images were bad or not, but basically that's disrespectful. That's blasphemy. You don't do that. And the next day, like a massive landslide happened, and then like that person died.
Whoa.
Massive landslide in Brazil happened, and then that girl died at her concert. And she had to like cancel Brazil shows. She got like sick. It was something like that. I don't remember, but, yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies surrounding Taylor Swift being the moon child.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking wild.
Are you into that stuff?
Yeah.
Moon child stuff.
It looks just like her.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of shit with that. That's all pretty interesting stuff. But I mean, hey, like I'm just Mr. Dynamite.
The godfather of soul, Mr. Dynamite.
Dude, the thing that like fucks me up is, I'm like, oh, it's just a popular NFL player and a popular pop person. And I'm like, what? This guy's also doing nonstop ads for Pfizer.
Like, yeah.
Said we smell like sulfur.
It's like crazy because when it was so funny. Did you see the CIA came out and was like, Taylor Swift is not a PSYOP.
We spent $100,000 on a project.
It's like literally if they'd say, oh, NWA is not a PSYOP, everybody.
Yeah, it's
don't
just
worry.
Weird. But also like,
LA riots are real.
I mean, on the flip side though, the thing, I mean, Taylor Swift is obviously, there's something strange going on there, but like
it seems like, you know, with all those big ass like pop people have like really like just Michael Jackson, he seems like the biggest like comparison worldwide to like Taylor Swift, you know what I mean, especially in like the pop genre. He had like just his whole life was fucking constant weirdness, dude.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, like his dad like had, they had the kids and he was like, this is our way out of poverty.
But is
dance,
isn't there like something if like,
I want to dance.
If Taylor is evil and she's just performing stuff that she's meant to perform.
You're not that guy.
It's so funny. Fucking, picturing Joe Jackson coming in. He's like, Michael, I need you to dance, boy. You better be dancing or I'm beat your ass.
Dad, my voice is starting to get dark. Trying to chop those balls, boy.
Take your balls out, Michael. I'm going to chop those balls off, boy.
What if Michael was just like mega autistic? Jackson, Michael Jackson.
He might have been. That's so funny. No, it's okay. Don't worry about me.
That would be pretty cool if Love on the Spectrum, there's an autist person that's like, I need to change my skin color.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking,
Love on the color.
That might just be me. I'm one of the brothers. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. The Taylor Swift stuff's interesting. It's just,
we're going to see more shit happen.
They're going to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to propose at halftime.
See, dude, I feel like the reverse, because everybody's saying the Chiefs are going to win. I feel like the reverse happens, and that's got to be satanic or something. I don't know, dude.
You're a weird Harry.
I don't know, man.
Everybody was, like, 2 weeks ago, everybody was predicting the Chiefs and the 49ers. They're like, oh, a few people.
No. 49ers, Ravens.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah,
49ers, Ravens, like, the script was leaked. It's like, it seems like if that was true, they found out, and they're like, we'll flip it on them.
Yeah, but, like, this is the slippery slope with conspiracy theories, is that you can say anything is a conspiracy theory, like, oh, well, they changed it because everyone found out. It's like,
It's like, oh, why do you think number 25 called heads at the opening of the game? Because his name is 25, like a quarter, 25 cents.
That's like the problem with, well, and that's like, you know, that kind of shit is like thrown out as like disinfo, like, you know, kind of like,
yeah, like the easy conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Like if you look at a conspiracy theory iceberg, which we probably should do, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it right now. if you look at a conspiracy theory iceberg, like the shit that we're into is so adept and so deep. It's like kind of crazy.
No, it definitely takes like a couple leaps to get to where we're at. I don't know how I leapt there, but here I am.
I think it was TikTok, dude. I think that's why they want to take fucking.
Yeah, but I've come across some ones on TikTok that are like you have a dumbass being like, what about this? And it's obviously just bad. Even if it's true, you have just some retarded ass people on TikTok being like, have you ever seen the pyramid?
Okay, so let's
now look at a square.
Have you seen what it looks like?
A pyramid fits inside a square.
It's just a Down syndrome guy. I mean, have you ever seen what it looks like?
You could drink beer.
Bam is really coming to Bam.
Fuck you where you breathe.
All right, let's see. All right, these are the highest. These are like the least like adept. Moon landing was fake. Yes.
Oh yeah, it's level
Illuminati
one.
Exists.
Yeah.
9/11 is an inside job. Flat Earth, we've heard about that.
Yeah, it's like me at 15 right here.
If I say this one, we're going to get kicked off YouTube. JFK was assassinated by the CIA.
The one you're going to get kicked off, that's a Virus X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one will definitely get us kicked off. Read this second line. So this is the next line down.
This will get a kiss off. How about you read it, Rain?
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses.
No, don't read it out loud. Wood doors. Think about wooden doors. Wooden doors never happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's like a pretty, I think that Atlantis was real. Napoleon was the good guy. Have you heard the theories?
No, I have not heard that.
Napoleon never existed?
Really?
There's a theory that Napoleon never existed because something with Napoleon means like sun. Basically, they're saying Napoleon is like a fake reincarnation of Icarus.
There's like a lot of mythology.
Yeah, it's like it's something like that. I don't know. Maybe not Icarus. Something with the sun. Some
like
sun god.
Last stand.
Sea people. Ancient aliens. I don't know. Tartarian Empire. Like
that's
okay.
Like deeper
so this sure. is like deeper. So like Tartar. This is like third from the bottom. Tartaria. Nazis in Antarctica. The Pope discovered time travel.
What? I like that. Hyper, is that what the Popemobile is?
Hyperborea is real and Agartha.
Fucking
like we're into all that.
Dude, Popemobile legit looks like a time machine.
Yeah, like the bottom on this one is the lost continent of Luminaria. Finland doesn't exist. Hyperborea is a secret garden of Eden.
Finland doesn't exist?
Donald Trump is a time traveler.
That one rules.
That one rocks.
That one really.
The Great China Wall is actually Tartarian. There's an interesting thing about the Tartarian Empire, and it's Or the Great Wall of China. Did you know that the Great Wall of China is facing the opposite way of China?
So, meaning that it was built on the opposite side, pretty much?
Yes. So, like, so if you build a wall, the outside of the wall is going to be facing outwards towards whatever is not yours.
Makes it harder to climb.
Yeah.
Just so, that one fact.
So the wall is facing the opposite of China. So the Great Wall of China was a Tartarian structure to keep the Chinese out of Tartaria, which makes sense because the Mongols are a part of the Tartarian Empire because it stems back over into Russia and the Ukraine.
We need a way better wall.
Yeah, isn't that crazy though?
Imagine if we had the Great Wall of the United States that looked like the one in China.
Yeah, keep them out. Yeah,
be a tourist destination,
dude. And that's another thing. I think the Texas fucking thing is like such a fucking psyop.
Oh, it is. I've seen people on like TikTok.
Yeah,
but this guy's like, hey man, you want to know what's actually really going on? He's like, I'll do this live. He like starts at a border crossing that's like guards everywhere, volunteers. He drives down like 2.5 miles, gate wide open.
Just yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I saw that.
What the fuck, dude? But that's like, this is like, when I talk to people and they're like, oh, immigration is like, we need to legalize it. I'm like, yeah, but have you not fucking noticed every 4 years this is an issue?
No, it's fuck. That's where I'm at with this. That's where I'm at with everything politics, and that's why like I just shake my head.
I
keep saying like I've completely exiled myself from politics. I'm not voting any longer. Mm. You know, I'm not gonna say we were on the Trump train, but choo choo, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Can you take me higher?
No, 100%.
In a land of two choices, we can do it.
A lot of people said we couldn't do it.
He knows who InfoWars is.
It's so funny. There's a lot of people think I'm like a
Trumper. Yeah, no, I know. Like,
and I just don't give a fuck about anything.
It's so funny. This podcast is so, it's anti everything. Like this, if this podcast is anything, it's a black pill. It's literally like, take this and like, we're to the point to where like, Shane Gillis is a fucking, is co-opted.
He's
like,
he's a psyop.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's, yeah, I don't know, dude.
Dude, it is wild that like the thing that gets you popular is getting canceled from something before you got there. And then what, 3-4 years later, you're doing advertisements for Anheuser-Busch, like one of the biggest beer companies.
Well, it just shows that's all fake. I mean,
that's kind of what it, like, it's the perfect marketing.
Well, really what it was, and I've talked about this on the show before, but like, I believe that the cancel thing is the panopticon.
Oh, that.
So like, and I'll explain it for
Chris
listeners.
D'Elia, dude. When is he coming back?
No, yeah. Like, so the idea of being canceled, it just makes people self-censor. And that actually goes back to earlier, yeah. Fucking callback, baby. Of like, we like I always wanted the cover of the show to be a guy with Down syndrome. I just think that's funny. And so, I finally just did it. It was like, fuck it. Because, like, we were worried about, like, we're going to get canceled. It's like, dude, we're nobodies.
That, and we actually genuinely, like, there's a big part of me that's like, I kind of wish that was me. They love life.
Yeah.
Have you ever ran into someone that has Down syndrome and they're just a happy person all the time? Yeah.
No, actually, no, I haven't. I said, yeah, but actually, well, there was a kid in high school. But dude, the real, this is a clip. This is a clip for our clip guy. The real dog man is just guys with Down syndrome. You know, the cryptid dog man?
Dude. Stepping.
Dude, did you know?
Breathing.
Did you know that? Did you know that?
Mothman's just.
there's apostles that are believed to have had the head of dogs.
Really?
Like apostles of Christ. Yeah. And they're from, it's typically, and I don't know why this is, but like they depict followers of the apostles that are from Africa as having dog heads. And I just think those are really just the fucking bros. That's what I think.
You're not that guy.
It's either that or like
you breathe.
Really bad reference for sheep. Thirsty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is that thirsty one again?
Bitch, you ain't pregnant, you're thirsty.
That's the fucking... Dude, you asked this twice on the last one.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
It's the Thousand Pound Sisters. Oh, when
dude,
she goes
like
in...
A guy. Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's a guy. I'm like, no. Oh, hip-hop.
No, it's the fucking... No, it's the fucking... Yeah. But yeah, no, dude. I feel like there's such a bit there that of like dog man Down syndrome guy. And you're just... We're just not good at bits. We don't do bits anymore.
No, when we are, we're on the same page. We're just not on the same
You're just
page.
Like, yep. You're like, yes.
I'm just too fucked up, man. I'm just too fucked up on everything. Everything's got me fucked up.
Everything got me fucked. You need to be on point.
Oh, dude, this week has just been crazy. You've only talked about me getting a ticket. I haven't talked about me owing the IRS like $3,000.
Wait, what?
I owe the IRS like over $1,500.
Oh, yeah.
I hate government. I hate the cops. This week, I'm a fucking anarchist. Let's go.
Yeah, dude.
I'm so annoyed.
No, well, I owe the fucking government taxes. I only had $22,000 of taxable income. How is that even possible?
But I have a W-4.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Dude, it like, doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
They take
sense.
Out taxes every month, and I have more to... Oh, I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Fuck everything.
Bitch, you ain't pregnant, you thirsty.
That's a chemical attack!
Cue the
That's a chemical attack!
It's so funny to say that after shit.
Why don't you move from California if you don't like taxes?
If you don't like, oh yeah, well, that's for sure we're gonna get that in our DMs. The California gun laws are gay! Like, okay, thank you.
You know, taxes are a federal thing.
Sorry, yeah, this is what the funniest thing. I'm actually getting a substantial amount of money back from the state of California. And I owe federal taxes. So you guys can shut the fuck up about...
Yeah.
Actually, the state of California is actually coming through with my taxes. A lot, actually.
Yeah, usually I only get like $300 to $500 back from California. So hopefully that'll...
I'm getting way more.
I want that.
Yeah.
Mainly because I owe. That shit's gay, though, dude. Who the fuck invented taxes? This is too big of a hole to go down to.
Taxes have always been around, but like this is why Jesus flipped the tables.
They're only legal during wartime, correct?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
That's what I've heard is like taxes were implemented during like World War II to like make
no
war, or maybe
no way, II, no way.
They're implemented. It's only supposed to happen during war.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. And that's I believe you're talking about income tax. I think you're talking about income tax. I don't think taxes in general.
When the fuck did taxes start?
Let me see. I think when was income tax invented? I'm pretty sure it's income tax.
My whole thing is like, why do you always owe or you get money? Why can't the government do a good enough job to...
Yeah. Damn, I was right. Congress, 1944, Congress passed the Individual Income Tax Act.
So that was for during wartime.
Yeah, so in 1861, the 16th Amendment served as the first official federal income tax, but it was repealed in 1872 and it was brought back in 1944. So, because
I think, like, from what I've heard from someone, they're like, oh, it's only supposed to happen during wartime. And then I think about since 1940,
we've been in war,
we've been in constant
war.
Actually,
the United States is only, I think it's only 3 years we've ever not been engaged in conflict somewhere.
I want my money back for those 3 years of no taxes. God damn it.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Especially with inflation. Give me it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
dude, being an adult should just be so frustrating sometimes.
Dude.
It's...
I mean, it's, like, fucked up. Like, and honestly, I mean, it's, like, fucked up. Like...
Yeah, it's only funny right now, right here.
No, it's, like fucked up.
Outside of this, fuck! It sucks, dude.
I mean, it's, like, crazy, like...
Like, who do I owe now?
Honestly, fuck. I'm gonna be honest, dude. Me even overcoming the hurdle that I was at from a year ago of, like, basically just being homeless.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I lived in a sober living.
Yeah, you went from tripping on the first whole hurdle of the race. Now you're, like, finishing the race.
I rented a bed every month, and it cost more than most people's mortgage.
Was it a good bed?
No, it's fucked.
It's a shit bed.
Dude, it had black mold everywhere. It's fucked up. No, but my point is like, dude, the system is so... This is why I tell people to just do whatever you want. The system is so fucked. It's like... Honestly, dude, like, I am so lucky. I honestly, dude, like, don't know how I'm not homeless. Like, seriously, like...
Well, by the grace of God, man.
No, I know, but, like, seriously, like...
No, it's because you've actually worked to not be homeless.
No, dude, like, dog... You need a dog license? You need a fucking... You need a fucking letter from the fucking governor,
like,
you're not a faggot. Like, you need everything to get a fucking apartment.
Your apartment needs heat? Well, we need a credit check for your fucking gas payment at the gas
company.
Dude,
it's crazy. Yeah,
dude, it's fucking retarded.
No, dude. I fucked myself so hard. At like 20, I'm all fuck you. I'm a million. I made $100,000. Like,
you should just claim bankruptcy at like 20.
I almost did.
Right now,
I almost declared bankruptcy at 22.
You'd have... like 750 score right now, as long as you didn't fuck it up in the last year,
which I would have. Not in the last year.
Yeah,
like,
because it takes 8 years, I think, of
no
bakers.
seven,
dude. I should have just went wild right after high school and be like, shit ain't gonna work out in the next 7 years.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, like I'm gonna be honest, if I didn't get sober, I would 100% end up homeless. 100%.
It's funny because
no,
that's
way.
How drug addicts' brains think. They're like, this is doesn't matter anyway. I'll just take it now.
Dude, because, I mean, they're just adding more bureaucracy to everything.
Yeah.
In the next 15 years.
It makes money doing that.
In the next 15 years, it's going to be insane. Dude, when I found out that the dog license, dog license, right? My dog is 8 months old. She's only been able to be spayed and neutered for, I think, 2 months. I think they're yet to be 6 months.
They want it like a
minute. It's either 4 or 6 months. I don't know. But basically, the city that I now reside in is extremely difficult to get your dog spayed and neutered because all of like the county ran facilities are like literally 7 months backed up.
Jesus Christ.
So I needed to get a dog license. And with the city I live in, if the dog is not spayed or neutered, it is $100 to get a dog license.
So if you get a puppy, it's just more money because you can't get him spayed.
Yes, dude.
Jesus Christ. That's fucked.
And yes,
they just have puppy mills out there for fun.
Dude, so in order to allow your dog to be legal in the apartment building, you have to have a dog license. And in order to get the dog license, your dog has to have a rabies shot. And in order to get you have to get a rabies shot, and they have to check the vial number of the rabies shot from the county run facility in order to make sure it's valid. You can't just go anywhere.
They don't even track our taxes this hard. What the... Well, they probably do, but damn, what the hell?
The lady was in the back running my dog's information for like 30 minutes.
It's probably stealing fucking some credit card information, if you know what I mean.
Dude, it's insane. Like, I honestly, it kind of clicked with me, like, oh, this is why I drank so much. I think this is all bullshit.
Yeah, they're every...
Like, 100%. I was like, this is why I did this. I honestly, like, kind of opted out of society. Like, fuck it, I'm going to be a drunk.
Dude,
this
just
is way
imagine,
better.
Imagine till, like, the one thing we both really want, a house. Do you know how much shit is going to come with that house?
I can't even imagine.
Dude, you're like, oh, if you live in the woods in California, places won't even insure you because of forest fires.
How is that legal?
Like, dude.
Like, it's fucked.
And then you need home insurance to have you like a lower mortgage payment. Like,
and you can't get home insurance because you live in the woods.
Dude, it doesn't make it.
It's fucking retarded.
Oh, and then you have to pay for like, dude, specialty insurance.
I'm literally going to go Ted Kaczynski and I'm going to start mailing bombs to motherfuckers, dude.
Why the fuck were people saying Osama had it right when this motherfucker had it right for so long, dude? Ted was the realist.
No, Ted rocks. Ted rocks. That'd I'm dead serious. I'm dead fucking serious.
Dude, his manifesto was...
I love Ted Kaczynski.
I mean, what did he do wrong?
He just mailed a couple fucking Asians bombs. Who cares? Blow their hands off. Like, fucking, they only need two fingers anyways for chopsticks.
I heard their country, like, cuts their hands off if they steal something, anything.
I mean, fine. No, it's fucking crazy, dude. Everything's fucked. It's all fucked up. You know what I mean?
That's why we just got to keep recording, baby.
This is what it
right
has
now
to be.
It's good.
We have to make so much money that, like, we're like, yeah, you're gay. Fuck you. That's like what it is.
We got to start a compound so we can start a cult.
It's one
and like
of the
have
two.
Our own town and everything.
I'm already working on the paperwork. 105C3.
Dude, I'm bringing the homeless people from
well,
Texas.
We need to, oh, I meant to ask you. So I was going to ask you off the pod, but we only have a minute left. Can you get the Duhheads LLC done in February?
Yeah, depending on the price. Yeah, I could probably get
it. I think it's like $20.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, I'll
get that done. I'm going to get... I have some paperwork I'm going to get done, too.
Hell yeah.
We have a bunch of shit we got to get done.
Yeah, and I could probably file it for you, too, man.
Yeah, we need to get that stuff done because then we can start getting... Yeah, so that's
taking over the world.
Yeah,
start pumping up these fucking views, man.
Yeah,
fucking shows are always using bullshit.
Yeah, what is YouTube fucking throwing? YouTube is just like just giving us fucking scraps,
dude. They just bait us along. Every like 4 or 5 videos will have like 8 to 1,000 views, and then we just get nothing.
Yeah, we'll have a video that's like 5,000 views. It's like, yeah, that's like what we should be getting. It doesn't make any sense.
Sons of bitches. Yeah, we do kind of go wild in the first 10 minutes.
Did you see the site name I added to the bottom of the video?
Yeah, I was feeling that would probably fuck up an algorithm, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can algorithms like read text on a video?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably. I don't know, man.
Looks cool.
It does look
nice. Does look cool.
Reminds me of a like Jägermeister font.
Yeah. All right, we're hopping over to the Patreon.
Ooh.
Hopping over to the motherfucking Patreon. Come over to the page. So you made it to the end of the show, but you don't want to go to our Patreon, huh? You just think that everything in this world is free. You think that we don't spend time, so much time, endless time on these. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/theheads. Patreon.com/